Savitri, Book 4, Canto 4, The Quest. Muse-lipped, she nursed her symbol mysteries and guarded for her pure-eyed sacraments the valley clefts between her breasts of joy, her mountain altars for the fires of dawn, and nuptial beaches where the ocean couched, and the huge chanting of her prophet woods. Fields had she of her solitary mirth, plains hushed and happy in the embrace of light, alone with the cry of birds and hue of flowers, and wildernesses of wonder lit by her moons, and gray, sere evenings kindling with the stars, and dim movement in the night's infinitude. August, exulting in her Maker's eye, she felt her nearness to him in earth's breast, conversed still with a light behind the veil, still communed with eternity beyond. A few and fit inhabitants she called to share the glad communion of her peace. The breadths, the summit, were their natural home. The strong king sages, from their labor done, freed from the warrior tension of their task, came to her serene sessions in these wilds. The strife was over. The respite lay in front. Happy they lived with birds and beasts and flowers and sunlight and the rustle of the leaves, and heard the wild winds wandering in the night, mused with the stars in their mute, constant ranks, and lodged in the mornings as in azure tents, and with the glory of the noons were one. Some deeper plunged from life's external clasp, beckoned into a fiery privacy in the soul's unassailed star-white recess. They sojourned with an ever-living bliss, a voice profound in the ecstasy and the hush they heard, beheld in all-revealing light. All time-made difference they overcame. The world was fibered with their own heart strings, close drawn to the heart that beats in every breast. They reached the one self in all through boundless love. Attuned to silence and to the world rhyme, they loosened the knot of the imprisoning mind. Achieved was the wide, untroubled witness gaze, unsealed was nature's great spiritual eye. To the height of heights rose now their daily climb. Truth leaned to them from her supernal realm. Above them blazed eternity's mystic suns. Nameless, the austere ascetics, without home, abandoning speech and motion and desire, aloof from creatures, sat absorbed, alone, immaculate in tranquil heights of self on concentration's luminous, voiceless peaks, world-naked hermits with their matted hair, immobile as the passionless great hills, around them grouped like thoughts of some vast mood, awaiting the infinite's behest to end. The seers, attuned to the universal will, content in him who smiles behind earth's forms, abode ungrieved by the insistent days. About them, like green trees girding a hill, young, grave disciples, fashioned by their touch, trained to the simple act and conscious word, greatened within and grew to meet their heights. Far-wandering seekers on the eternal's path brought to these quiet founts their spirit's thirst and spent the treasure of a silent hour bathed in the purity of the mild gaze that, uninsistent, ruled them from its peace and by its influence found the ways of calm.